Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Okay, you've been seeing somebody new, and it's awesome. They're smart, they're sexy, they're funny, they like everything you do, and you like everything they do. It's basically perfect. Except for one thing. Every night, before they go to sleep, they insist on putting on Suicide Squad. There's no way around it. Doesn't matter what just happened. You're watching Suicide Squad as you go to bed. What do you do?
Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Ryan.
Ryan, did you feel subtweeted?
It felt more direct than
it was
that.
So rude.
He came at us
How
with
dare.
Knives.
How dare. Okay.
All right. So poor Patrick couldn't be here today.
We went to Comic-Con together. I did not tell you this, Colin.
Oh, wait, Colin, you don't know?
Yeah, I was not there, no.
Oh, my God, you're okay. With the same position as the listener.
Okay. I am.
Every night.
Here's how it started.
What could have happened in that hotel room between the three of you?
Patrick said he had never seen Suicide Squad.
We were shocked.
Okay.
So I rented it on Amazon.
Okay, so digitally.
Yeah.
Yes,
and we watched it. 24-hour?
Well, that's what we thought.
It was... So we started watching on my laptop on the bed. I think we like had
put it on the bed.
Put it on the bed.
Three of you and one queen.
Two of us and a queen, one in a horrible.
Two of us and a king.
Okay.
Oh, we, okay. Ryan and I had so much room.
We were starfishing.
We were very comfortable. Patrick was like laying on this cot right under the AC. And so Ryan and I were like, I feel so comfortable. And then Patrick, every like 4 hours in the night, would just be like.
Because he's like drinking the Freon coming out. Yeah.
So I guess we kind of deserved that hot take.
Yeah.
Okay, so then night two comes around.
All right. And so night one, you guys started
and
fall
asleep before it was over.
Sure.
Yeah. So night two, we're like, okay, we have to finish it.
Yeah, we have to finish the movie.
So we do. So we watch it, but we start at the beginning.
Yeah.
And finish it.
And finish it.
And then by then, we've done it twice. And you know the rule of three, Colin.
I do. Does that apply to watching movies three nights in a row?
Yes. So Patrick kept being like, do we have to watch
no.
this?
And
Patrick, where are you? I am on your side.
Okay, but the third night we let him sleep in the bed with us.
Yeah, so then he's, but then that still meant that Suicide Squad was still on. And then he was like please, let's not watch it. And then Ryan and I just like lied and said that we have to watch it to fall asleep.
Yeah, we can't sleep unless it's on.
So we watched it every night. And it was really funny too, because like we'd be like, okay, we're gonna go to this party and then later we'll watch Suicide Squad and go to sleep. Like, and
I mean, here's the thing. I have been in the relationship where it's like every night before bed, you're just watching 30 Rock until it's over, and then you start from episode one in a nonstop loop every single night. So do I prefer watching 30 Rock in that situation? Yes. But if it's Suicide Squad, I mean, you live with it.
Right.
You
this girl's perfect.
She's perfect.
She's perfect.
And that means you two, right?
Yeah.
That's Kelly's perfect.
Yeah. Ryan's
Kelly
perfect.
Kelly and Ryan, perfect.
Well,
perfect.
Here's the thing. We like to relax right before we fall asleep.
There's nothing that unwinds me more than 45 minutes of introducing characters.
Yeah. And then
long stretches.
Sex in a vat of acid.
Ooh.
With a very uncharismatic Joker who thinks he's very charming.
Okay. Oh, he is a lot. He thinks a lot of himself. But Harley pumps his ego.
Oh, she does.
We have a lot of intense opinions now.
Well, here's the thing. I'm almost afraid of what's going to happen if I say this, but you guys know I've never seen Suicide Squad.
All right.
All the windows break.
Should we check my Amazon account and see if it's still available?
Did I accidentally buy that movie for you?
I think you must have, because usually it's 24 hours, unless they're running a special on Suicide Squad where, like, if anyone accidentally rents this, we'll just give it to them.
Well, we were saying that we haven't ever seen the extended version, which is 15 minutes longer.
Yeah, there's 15 minutes of who knows what.
And honestly, when I was watching that movie, the thing I kept thinking was, I wish this were longer.
I need more.
I wish it were slower. I don't wish that we started the movie 45 minutes in. I hope that the extra 15 minutes are at the top of the movie.
Oh my God. Every time we got to the point of the movie where I thought it should start, I would tell everyone in the room, this is where this movie should start. Everything before this is not cool.
Also, for the first two nights, we just have like, all three nights, we were watching it on this little laptop.
Yeah.
The volume blasting so that the little speakers are shaking. Also, it was on the bed, and at one time it was on the TV stand.
Yes. Stand.
Oh, so super far away.
Yeah,
very far away.
But by that time, we had seen it twice.
Yeah, that was the third night. But
we knew what it looked like.
The other nights
that was your passive viewing.
The other nights that Patrick wasn't allowed on the bed, he couldn't even see the screen at the time.
So he's listening.
He's just listening
to a horrible movie through tiny speakers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Struggling to keep up with the fucking machine gun fire.
Yeah. And we watched it with the laptop not plugged in, so like it could have ran out of battery.
Yeah, we were living on the edge.
Yeah,
we were sort of like Harley Quinn.
Yeah, we were like Harley Quinn.
That's awesome. You know, guys, up until like just now, I had so much FOMO from you guys all being at Comic-Con together.
At what price? At what price?
No, but the point is, if the person you love wants to do an annoying but sort of harmless thing before bed, I think you let it go.
But here's the thing that we like made Patrick watch it with us, though. He would not have been allowed to not. Like, if he was like, I'm going to watch my own thing on my phone with headphones, I think you and I would have been like, really?
Right, but we're also in love with him or whatever.
That's true.
And he's not in love with us.
And it was like a limited amount of time. You know what I mean? It wasn't every day for the rest of your life. It was like, you're only with us for another day. Come on, watch.
But I think I get what you're saying, Kelly. It's like, if the person that you're in the relationship doesn't have enough respect for you to let you do your own thing before bed, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
Right, but maybe you've, okay, so I think on the first three times, you thought it was kind of charming. You're like, oh my God, what?
Rule of threes.
Rule of threes. Then you start to be like, oh, this is like every time.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, you've been so chill about it.
Yeah.
And so cool because you are so into this person. Everything's great about them. You would have to like actively make it a thing.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, well, have you been miserable every night since we've been dating?
No, and not every night. It's just like, I'm kind of over it. Can't we try something new?
Yeah, the but then way after whatever sleep. We watch, I'm not going to be able to sleep. So I'll lie here awake while you fall asleep if that's what you want.
And then I'll watch Suicide Squad after you fall asleep.
Okay,
what if the way that they watch it
separate bedrooms.
will you marry me and live in a two-bedroom apartment?
Yeah. Well, like, it, like, yeah, I guess also the question is, too, like, what if they're, like, watching it in such a way that it's so intrusive to you, like, they need to watch it in, like, 3D surround, like, super loud.
They poke you every time a new character comes on.
Oh, my God. They're like, this is the...
That's Deadshot.
This is the sixth needle drop. I learned that is.
Yeah.
Thanks to you guys.
We counted needle drops.
What's a needle drop?
I didn't know either.
It's when a pop song is dropped onto the soundtrack. Comes in. Usually to have some meeting.
There were like seven
been
in a row.
A long time since you rocked and rolled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you picture your needle drop is when you enter a room?
No, I just figured that's what like they shout up buildings to, right?
This is based on the trailer.
The small.
So you haven't seen the whole thing?
No. The small amount of the movie I've seen.
Yeah.
No, those were good times. So... Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
I'm on your side. That's really mean of them. But it is funny.
We did let him eventually sleep in the bed.
Yeah, he got to sleep in the bed eventually.
Like a fucking dog.
Yeah, it was like right before we were about to put him to sleep. We're like, let's let him sleep in the bed this last night.
Well, and he was like, you know what? He kind of mirrored what I'm trying to say about the like Suicide Squad thing. Because like the first night, he acted like he was okay with it.
Yeah, he didn't even say it was bad.
Say anything. Mm-hmm. We heard him coughing, but he didn't say anything.
I just laughed.
And then the second day, during the day, he said like he didn't sleep well.
We kind of just let it go.
We just kind of let it go. And the third day, he was like, guys, I feel sick.
Yeah, he's like, I don't feel well. My throat hurts. The AC's not doing well for me. Like, my face is directly under the flow of air. And you and I were like, we feel great.
He was like, I got a horrible night's sleep. And we're like, oh my gosh, I slept like a rock.
Yeah, we were like, I'm sleeping so hard.
The message clearly is be more direct in your relationships, Patrick.
There you go.
Just say, I don't want to sleep on the floor underneath the fucking AC while you watch Suicide Squad.
There you go.
I mean, as like a fetish thing, I could get into that. Like, as if it's a sub situation.
Okay, sure.
It's like you sleep under the bed while I watch Schindler's List. Like, all
right. Yeah, well, that there's like intent there, right?
Right, like, and that's like a movie that people respect.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Every night.
God, it's like three.
It's
and
so
a half
long.
Hours.
But yeah, we had fun at SDCC. The beach was beautiful.
It was beautiful. I missed Colin though.
I did miss Colin.
He didn't miss us because we were at the beach.
You don't like the beach, Colin.
I mean, I'm not like the biggest fan of it, but you know.
I'm sort of with you. Like, I don't like most beaches,
mm-hmm.
but I like some beaches. So we feel like we have to tell you about some ships.
Yeah, because as savvy listeners may have noticed, we're on a sequel kick right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It is the summer of sequels.
It is the summer of sequels. So we're doing a sequel to the Colin Hates Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Colin Hates the Beach.
And we thought we'd share some beach ships and see if you have any that will maybe awaken your love for the beach.
I mean, I don't, like, is it to get me to accept that beaches are, like, a thing and that's okay? Or is it to get me to, like, go to the beach? Because I don't...
We're not trying to make you do anything. We want to open your heart to the beach.
All right. I guess.
All right, I'm going to dip our toe in.
Okay.
And this is a platonic ship, but one I hold very dear to my heart.
Okay.
And it is, this ship spanned 3 seasons and a movie.
What?
But it was cemented on the beach in the pilot. It's Veronica and Wallace.
Oh, yeah. And I was thinking of pulling from that show, too.
And she's playing with her dog, and they have this moment. And that moment is the pivotal moment where we see her being a little vulnerable and her, for the first time since this horrible thing happened with her best friend, meeting a new friend mm-hmm. and really opening herself up and taking a chance. And he calls her a marshmallow.
That is where we get Veronica Mars as a marshmallow from.
And it's very sweet. And it would only happen on the beach.
Couldn't that have happened in the city?
No, because she's playing with her dog in the ocean.
In the sand,
and
the ocean.
The ocean is a recurring theme on the show.
Yes.
If you also remember, in the flashbacks, in the episode where we find out about homecoming, sophomore year, do you remember they all go skinny dipping in the ocean?
Sure.
And that's a huge moment for Veronica, where she opens up and she becomes, you know, a reckless person, a person like you, like a rebel. She stops being so straight all the time.
But let's think about horrible things that happened at that beach. Let's think about the bus crash.
Okay, that wasn't at the beach. That was on a cliff above
over the ocean.
Yeah,
with sand
below. That's not the beach.
That's not the beach. That's a cliff. No. A cliff is not a beach. A mountain is not a beach.
There are rocky beaches. There are rocky beaches.
That's true. But the thing you're talking about is not at a beach. How about the time when Dick Casablancas tries to be all sweet to Mac after being a total dick to her in the third season, and she throws the drink in his face, and it's awesome because he's humiliated. That happened on a beach. How about the time? Also in the pilot.
How about the time a bunch of kids are trying to enjoy a party down at Dog Beach and Sheriff Lamb and his cronies show up and steal their kegs? That was tragedy.
No, we needed that to understand how much Sheriff Lamb was a jerk.
And also the dangers of teen drinking.
Him just like adding humiliation and victimizing rape victims.
That was that one's good. Okay, how about the time also in the pilot when Weevil starts beating on the on Logan's car.
Yeah.
Logan, the bad boy that we haven't talked fully about Veronica Mars because we may talk about it later.
Yeah.
But I know you don't love Logan.
You don't love Logan? I liked Logan.
He's a jerk.
I love him as a character. I love to hate
him. He's a great character.
No, he's a great character to hate for sure.
Yeah. When you see his car getting all beat up.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. That Nissan Xterra.
It's great seeing that Xterra get beat up. And that happens at the beach.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, if you love Veronica Mars, you have to at least have an appreciation of the beach as a setting.
Can I just point out one crucial aspect to this? When I'm enjoying the beach as seen in Veronica Mars and all of the wonderful things that happen there, that's from the comfort of my living room.
You're
I don't have to drive to sometimes 3 hours and then pay...
What beach are you driving to?
Okay, one, what beach are you driving to? Two, we didn't say summertime at the beach.
You can go anytime.
You can go anytime. And if you go off season, you're not paying. You're parking right. How cool is it? You can park right on PCH.
Or go where I grew up. You can park anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, that might take you.
That'll take you 45 minutes, hour.
But there's a lot to be said.
About beaches.
About beaches. I'll take a break.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I feel like I went so hard. I got to take a
Well,
second.
I have one that I might need your help with, Ryan, because I've never seen this, but I read a synopsis of it.
Okay. And I may have seen it.
It would be... Have you seen this?
Do not talk about that movie.
Why? Is it gross?
It's so gross.
Oh,
okay,
I
but I think
know.
You'll like it. I think you'll like it.
All right. Colin may appreciate it.
Because Colin likes incest.
Kelly. He's laughing very hard.
He's crying inside. He's like, I've been discovered. No, you like it. Like in Taboo?
You do like Taboo.
I love Taboo.
So you love Taboo. Right, okay.
You might like this movie
But Taboo takes place in the city.
This takes place in an island.
It's on an island.
Okay.
Brooke Shields, Christopher Atkins, they are cousins. They survive a shipwreck. It's the Victorian times. You like period pieces.
Okay.
And they're very young when they strike. They're prepubescent when they crash.
But then
and then they live on this island
together. Yeah, they grow up.
So she like goes through puberty. Like she doesn't know what her period is. Like she has stuff. And she's like, what? And she blossoms into a woman.
She's a beautiful woman.
And he blossoms
into a beautiful young man.
Okay.
And they only have each other.
Yeah. So then they start to comfort each other. With their urges.
And they're just surrounded by the beach.
They're on the beach.
The beach.
In the Victorian time.
It's a taboo.
It's taboo.
I hate this movie.
What movie is this?
It's called The Blue Lagoon.
Oh.
I mean, she's beautiful.
Sure.
For some reason, he gets way more tan than her.
Why is he so tan?
He's just very tan.
They're cousins.
It's funny because I was thinking about there. I don't have that many romantic ships.
Okay.
So one that I will throw out there because it's just lying on the table and we have to address it.
Sure.
Is one of the most pop culturally prevalent vacation ships of all time.
Beach House.
Huh?
We'll get back to that. It's Sandy and Danny and their Summer Lovin'.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that movie.
What I'm talking about doesn't happen in the movie.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
In the book.
No. In the novelization of Grease.
That was a good guess.
Where, like, in the middle, there's, like, seven, like, glossy pages that are just photographs.
Before the movie starts. before the movie starts,
yeah,
they're both on vacation.
And the waves are crashing on the rocks. And,
yeah. Which is a metaphor.
Sex?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And?
Waves are crashing on the rocks. They're having a vacation love. They never think they're going to see each other again. Love. So they both get to have a really good time.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the beach is all about. Especially if one person is a towny person, one person comes in and out of the beach.
Sure.
You get to have...
like the tide.
Well, now that's interesting. The idea that I could maybe drive to a beach and then never be seen again after I leave.
You love a vacation relationship.
Yeah, you could have a vacation. You could... as a person who lives driving distance from the beach, you could play both the townie and the vacationer in this situation.
Oh.
Two sides of the same
coin.
You
could play both or either. You probably could.
Okay,
do both.
Let's talk about this. You get struck by lightning.
Your
two different sides of yourself get split up into
physically,
two bodies.
Or is it like a Jekyll and Hyde? Oh, okay.
Physically into two bodies.
All right.
Okay.
And we each are like whole body?
Yeah, whole bodies. And one represents like the towny side of you, and one represents the vacation boy side of you.
Okay.
Now, that you guys don't realize it because like you're like out of it right when
when we regain consciousness, we just happen to walk like different directions.
Right. So you get separated.
Sure.
You meet while vacation boy side of you comes to like Malibu for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then there's a romance between the two sides of you.
Okay.
So we've got incest and vacation romance.
I don't think it's incest if it's yourself. I think it's
true. It's just masturbation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you into masturbation? Okay.
You know what? Actually, I've been meaning to try it.
I think you should give it a go.
Just give it a try.
Okay. Here's another one that is not necessarily romantic, but just cool, bro.
Okay.
And I don't know if we've talked about this, but I guess in order to be somebody whose taste I feel aligned with, you kind of have to buy in. So we'll find out.
Oh, what is
Wow. So you're telling me ahead of time, like,
this is like a deal breaker property.
Okay.
What is it?
So this film involves, here's the thing. We've talked about this. The beach is it's the ocean.
Sure.
Some people like lakes. Some people like rivers.
I like pools.
There's pools. Mm-hmm. There's one thing that you can't do in a lake, a river, a pool.
Surfing.
Yep.
You can surf on a lake.
Like,
you can surf on the golf.
I've seen it. I don't know how you're calling that surfing.
Yeah, yeah.
That might as well be
like paddleboarding. Stand paddleboarding.
Yeah, you could do paddleboarding.
You could be on a boat. No surfing. Could, gotcha.
Yeah, and also Kelly Slater built a pool that has waves. None of this is appropriate for what I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
I'm talking about real soul surfing, the kind of surfing that they do in the film
Johnny Tsunami.
Oh.
Guys, I'm heartbroken in this moment.
So sorry.
I'm talking about Point Break.
Okay, I'm sorry.
A film that has the ultimate bromance.
Yeah.
Even though I don't really love that term, but what they have, I think it's bro typical, but also it has a romantic undercurrent.
It's like Top Gun.
It's like Top Gun, but surfing. I don't know if you remember Top Gun. His best friend dies in the middle.
So it's like Top Gun without the death.
Well, it's like if Iceman and Maverick eventually became best friends and then had to fight each other.
You know what?
Well, Iceman and Maverick do become wingmen.
But they're not. They don't.
But
that's a work
have
relationship.
Have you not seen Point Break?
Of course I've seen Point
Break. Okay, well,
and
don't
Mogi,
stop
I know that my
things.
Response. I don't know. I love that movie. But you know my response to every argument you've had is like,
that
why can't
have
this just
beach.
Happen in the city?
Because
and
there's surfers.
An example. How would Point Break happen in the
Lay
city?
Lay it on. He's pointing.
It's
he's pointing.
Called
he's pointing.
Fucking
he's pointing.
Fast and the Furious. The first Fast and the Furious movie is literally the script
if
to Point
you,
Break
yes, and
with cars instead of surfboards.
If for one second you try to tell me that Fast and Furious is of the same caliber as Point Break, I'm going to explode. Is Gary Busey in Fast and Furious? Is there any jumping out of airplanes in Fast and Furious? One.
We can't count the series.
Keanu Reeves, Paul Walker,
yeah.
Both good looking, but Keanu Reeves has something.
He has a
Paul
quality.
Walker does not have. And Patrick Swayze versus Vin Diesel?
Peaceway.
Yeah, I hear
How
you.
Lori Petty being like the hot girlfriend.
I love Lori
she's,
Petty.
And she's great
she's
in that
so
movie.
So good in that
and
movie. That,
they would never in a Fast and Furious movie cast her. They only cast very skinny, brunette women with tan skin who all kind of look alike. And so sometimes you can't tell if someone's kissing their brother,
or their boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Michelle Rodriguez. And then every other woman in those movies who looks
like Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Well, no, because like Jordana Brewster and Gal Gadot in those movies, like they all kind of look the same.
Sure. Straight.
Whereas
straight
like Lori Petty is like a real interesting female character in those movies. Gosh, guys, I can't believe I had to just sit here and hear someone say Point Break is equivalent. I've heard people say that Fast and Furious is a ripoff of Point Break, and that I can handle because it's true. But to say that they are equivalent films is, I don't know what to do, Kelly.
Well, you could take a surfing lesson from one of my favorite characters in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which is Paul Rudd's character.
Yeah, he's pretty dope.
His friendship with Jason Segel's character is thumbs up.
I do love that friendship because it's almost like 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't remember speaking to him at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I kind of love that.
That's good. And honestly, the Mila Kunis thing and how that plays out is really cute in that movie.
I love that movie.
That movie is good.
That movie
always makes me want to go to Hawaii, too.
We still kind of didn't have a problem with Russell Brand then. We weren't overbranded.
Yeah, we weren't. He was like,
oh, who's that guy?
And he was like kind of in the movie, but not too much.
Right. 3 minutes is the right amount of me to be like, I could use more of him.
Have you ever seen the movie The Beach?
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
Turn well for those people.
How about Lord of the Flies?
Oh yeah.
How about it?
Yeah, you could have like a cool pig mentor.
How do you think you would have done in the Lord of the Flies universe?
Oh, I would have been one of two things. I would have been out early. I would have taken like some stupid stand to be like my hill to die on, and I would have been killed. Or I would have just tucked into the background and followed the crowd while they were like running around trying to kill Piggy.
Yeah. Mm. I think I would have probably gotten killed because I would have tried to get everyone in line. It's hard too because there's no girls there. So I don't know what
if it was a co-ed situation,
I think it would have been different.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what about Lost? That plane crashes into a city. Is it a good show?
Oh,
no.
It's just really sad.
There's a bunch of first responders ready.
No, you need the beach. The beach is a necessary part of life. Oh, crash into the beach at a lake?
What about all of these things? Again, all of these things I can watch on my television.
What about
great.
Castaway? The relationship between Wilson and
that's pretty
and Tom
sweet.
Hanks.
Can I tell you a story?
What?
When I was a kid watching Castaway with my parents and my childhood friend Steve, I had to pretend to have to go to the bathroom so I could go in the bathroom and cry.
About Wilson?
About aww. Wilson floating away.
Oh my God, Colin!
Wait.
Is this why you hate the beach?
Did we just unravel Colin?
Holy shit.
I think we figured you out. I'm sorry if you feel too seen.
Do you want to talk about any Twitter things or any shout outs?
Is there
or
anything that we can do?
Like distract you?
He's holy on your crap. Tears, guys.
Your tears.
I have to
what
go
about
to the bathroom.
Holiday in the Sun with
what's
the
Holiday in the Sun?
Mary Kate and Ashley. Is Beach House a movie?
I think I meant
The Lake
Summer,
House?
Summer Rental.
Summer Rental.
With John Candy.
Yeah.
That's what I was referring to.
Because also, I think we just have different beach. Kelly grew up near the beach.
Sure.
Yeah,
I grew up with a family. My family had a beach house, so we spent time at the beach every summer. So I think that if you have, and you were not a coastal kid.
Not a coastal kid. But here's the thing. When we all went to Mexico for your birthday, and we went to the beach, that was lovely. But the thing was, I was already all the way down in Mexico.
So you don't want to
go to
the beach.
When I went to Florida with my family, I was already out in Florida. So fuck it. Let's go to the beach.
That explains why you like Hawaii Beach.
I love the beach.
I'm already there.
What am I going
to
do?
Here's the thing. I think you're afraid to love the beach.
I think you are.
I think that what this means is we need to schedule like a Doc Weiler day. And we'll just put you in the car.
Yeah.
I've been to Doc Weiler.
Yeah, you can do a little bonfire.
And once you're at Doc Weiler, what are you going to do? Be mad that you're at the beach?
No. Once you're there, you're there.
I'm looking at this list that's 10 movies that feel like a mini vacation.
Let me hear
except him. One is Talented Mr. Ripley.
I don't know. It's like a vacation from your life.
Oh my God.
I buy it.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Oh my God.
Oh wait, have you ever seen, and I don't know if this is my ship, but Have you ever seen that movie with Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton? And they're like older but in love. So it goes completely.
As good as it gets.
As good as it gets.
That's Helen Hunt.
Completely unraveled. Something's gotta give. Good job. That's a beach movie where.
Is Spanglish.
I'm saying a movie that has good parts.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
I don't even know what to say to you right now. Something's gotta give.
Mm-hmm.
You get a woman getting her groove back in a beautifully appointed house. She flirts a bunch with Dr. Keanu Reeves.
Is that the character's name?
Why would he need a different name? So as soon as you see him, you can't forget he's Keanu Reeves. That's what I've learned in my Keanu Reeves summer thing.
Yeah, how's that?
Everything you watch him in, he's Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
But I like Dr. Keanu Reeves.
Also, I just remembered how Stella got her groove back.
Yeah, that's a beach movie.
She's in Jamaica.
You support people getting their groove back.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you?
How dare
don't
you not?
Yeah, of course. Go get
what
your
about
groove
like
back.
A sexy Angela Bassett comes to you and says, "Colin, let's go to the beach." What are you going to do? Say no. Let's stay in the city.
I'll be like, "How about brunch
at the beach?"
No, brunch at the beach. You get one or the other. I don't even like brunch.
Brunch
that
at
much.
The beach.
Ugh.
They have
sand in your cantaloupe.
Yeah, you're going to get sand in your Benedict.
You're not if you go to a. Okay, one.
First thing.
Don't go where you're going if you're getting sand in your food.
True. Okay. Do we have anything that we want to do with, like, Twitter or shoutouts or what are we doing right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just, today I was on the same-day shipping email, which is samedayshippingshow@gmail.com.
Shippledipshow@gmail.com.
That's the one. And just wanted to give a shout out to everyone who's been sending us emails, Sarah with an H, Sarah without an H. Everyone else has been hitting up us there. That's so cool.
That's really cool. Amazing. We do love getting your
emails.
It makes
us feel really good.
Do we have any questions that we could like rattle off an answer to really quick?
I didn't memorize them, no.
Oh, God. Okay.
Who's got Twitter?
I had one and now I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry, guys. Oh, I wanted to ask you, Kelly.
Yes.
Did you have any, not to do a part two, but I guess sequels. We're doing sequels.
Yeah.
Do you have any feelings about first naming Sims after your friends and second writing fanfic about them?
So the Sims thing I definitely used to do in like middle school. I would have one that was like my crush and I would name one after me and then I would name them after my friends. And it like also just like didn't really work that well because that iteration of Sims, you couldn't really control what they liked and what they didn't like too well.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot of times my crush would like die and then become a ghost and then like fall in love with like the ghost version of like someone else.
Aww.
That's kind of sweet.
I mean,
but you wanted control over who your ghost fell in love with.
Like me.
Yeah.
Me.
That should be a dating sim for tweens. Where you can just like enter the name of the other characters, like your character and all the characters you fall in love with.
Yeah. And then, okay, legit writing. What was this? Fanfic?
Fanfic of your friends.
No, I don't like
Okay, how about just people you know?
Well, I don't like fanfic of real people.
Okay, what if I wrote about your character and thank you for questioning? Having sex with Colin's character from our Buffy RPG we did.
Oh, so it's like a crossover ship?
Mm-hmm.
So like a flamingo fucking a guy?
Yeah, it's hard to like.
Yeah, but weren't you like a...
He was a half demon.
Half demon.
He was half demon, yeah. So he could like... Get it in.
Okay. Oh, into a flamingo.
The thing you didn't describe on the RPG was that my bottom half was flamingo. So
you couldn't see it because of the chair.
Yeah, we didn't know. Okay. Then sure.
No.
No.
No, I think
I
it's
wrote
weird.
That would be so disgusting.
If you if that's true. If it's friends, if you're friends with a person that like that either your friend is or is playing.
Yes.
Then you should not write it.
Yeah.
And if it was just you picked one of those two characters to write a fanfic about, that's one thing. But even the fact that both of those characters are played by two people that you know personally.
Then it's like weird because
crossing a line.
There's no way that you're not bringing into play their actual selves.
Yes. Absolutely. You know them.
Yeah. And there's
it's
like
not just their image. That's why I don't read RPF. Like I'm not into it. But there's part of me that's like, whatever, like, fine for other people.
Yeah.
Because they don't know these people. they're yeah. playing with like the public image that that person and their publicist have
that's
created.
How I feel too. Mm-hmm. Not for me.
I mean, I don't think it should be illegal. I understand why if it's about you, it would feel gross. Okay, so I found a question.
Yeah.
And this is from Sarah_M_G.
Okay.
The question is, hey guys, this may have been asked and I may have missed it, but who would your ships ship?
Holy
shit. So I think, I mean, we
this
have, each
never
of us
been
has
asked.
So,
a very
I
know. Good question.
And everybody, each of us has many, many ships. So yeah. I think we should limit it to like an OTP of ours.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say Miss Fisher. Mm-hmm. And Jack,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
they read like the equivalent of erotic fan fiction about Aphrodite,
the goddess.
So like she's found them like in her travels.
Oh yeah.
So like they're like erotic poems about Aphrodite, which is essentially a fanfic.
Yeah.
But like so they ship like Aphrodite and orgies.
Okay, that's good. that is really good actually. I think. You go, Colin.
I'm picturing a scenario. I can't say who specifically they would ship because it takes place in a universe outside of our pop culture. Yeah. But I would say that Zoe and Wash from Firefly would have a fun like argument because Wash like ships some like he's into some manga or some like show over the Cortex that he's like obsessed with and he's like really getting into it and then like his OTP like something goes wrong or one of them ends up in a coma or like someone cheats on someone and he gets very upset and wrapped up in it and then Zoe is just very like dismissive of it and doesn't care and then he has to deal with his partner not being invested in his OTP.
Yeah, that's tough. Like,
that would be, but ultimately, you know, love prevails. And he has a good enough sense of humor about himself that I think he would play it up for a little while for attention.
Yeah.
And then when the game got tired, he would just move on.
That's great.
Do you have one, Kelly?
Yes, I have one now. I think Anya and Giles.
I was thinking about them. I love that they have become both of our OTP, even though they weren't even like,
they're not canon.
They're not canon.
So I think that like Giles, he's like doing research on like the Arthurian tales and Anya keeps like trying to like ship different people with different people and he keeps getting like flustered but then he kind of likes it.
Yeah.
And then, so they ship different like Arthurian legend people with each other.
Yeah.
I like it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the question.
Yeah, that was a great question. I'm going to be thinking about it my whole ride home.
I know.
If there's so many ships to ship.
So many.
And to have ships.
If you guys have a question that you want answered, you can tweet at us at Shipple Dips, which is Shipple like nipple and Dips like nips. Or you can email us if you don't want to tweet. ShippleDipsShow@gmail.com. Oh God, Patrick's usually the one that
no,
that
but
finishes
we usually like get it into like somehow we
there's
we
like
get,
a button.
There's a button.
Yeah.
So hey, Colin, how do you feel about the beach? Wow.
If someone were to come up to me and say, "It's either we're going to the beach right now, or it's going to be Christmas." we're going to watch Suicide Squad.
You have three options: Suicide Squad, Christmas.
Or the beach.
Then I'd watch Suicide Squad every night before bed.
Every night because you're in love.
Yeah.
Aww.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.